So young people, when was your life transformed by the Holy Spirit to where you gave up your church system, your worldliness, your pride, your vanity, your cultural love of sports, politics, entertainment, worldly music? When did that happen to you young people? Preaching to a whole bunch of teenagers here that are volunteering for this. When did that happen? Guy's got a hat on, Jesus Gym, J-Y-M, like Jesus worked out. Paul says physical exercise is of little avail, but godliness is of much gain. You young people are headed for the wrath of God. We love you enough to tell you. Your modern pastors aren't telling you. Your modern pastors aren't telling you. Priests, the culture, the schools, your peers aren't telling you. Your moms and dads aren't telling you. You're deceived by a false Jesus that's going to cost you your soul. Repent and seek Christ. You want to get one of these hands? Yeah, we'll do more pictures today that way because it's so hot on the phones. Less videos today, more pictures. It's over 100 degrees today. Lifting up the biblical Savior. If anyone's a seeker, let the men of God come and open their Bibles. And open their Bibles and see that which is true. We take you to the Word of God. Look up our testing, don'tperish.com for free. Look up the link about Lifelight. We expose it, why it's unbiblical. We tell you why you cannot find Jesus Christ in flesh and carnality. Jesus said, you must walk in spirit and truth. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You're not keeping the commandments of God today. You're not keeping the commandments of God as you follow after the flesh. Can I give you a gospel card, sir? We love you. Test yourself. If you're here, are you here for this?
No, I was on a bike ride.
Oh, on a bike ride. Test yourself, young man. Jesus is the only way. This is false churchianity of the flesh. They're playing rock music like I used to do when I was a drunk and a partier. Jesus is different. Check out that gospel card. Let us know if we can ever help you, okay? We love you. So that's awesome. We meet a lot of people. So Sister Amin, we got to make sure this is what we talk about. I like to do these audios. This is what we talk about. We got to keep our walk in the Spirit because we're going to meet people. And if I start rebuking for this place, then they look at me and they go, I'm just walking by or riding by. And so we got to find out, hey, are you here for this? And that young man just said, no, I'm here on a bike ride.
Right.
And I said, hey, don't listen to this. This is churchianity, false Jesus. Here's the biblical gospel. He's like, thanks, man.
Yeah.
And so we got to be careful. I guess it's easy to make a mistake like that here with 30,000 people roaming around. But
yeah, I already talked to one man going by about it.
Yeah.
He wasn't here for
it. Yeah, amen, amen. So we have to make sure that we're walking in the Spirit and doing things rightly and not getting in the flesh and not following false ways. We're surrounded by false ways. Jesus is holy and worthy to be praised, but you're worth worshiping a false Jesus in entertainment. This is not worship. This is fleshly entertainment. This is not of the Father. Wrath is coming. My sign says, listen on the audio, wrath is coming. Flee the world and church. Repent, obey Jesus. Folks, you're not worshiping or obeying Jesus today. You're in your flesh. You're in dead man-made religion. You're in feminism, paganism, carnality, and worldliness. None of that is of a holy Savior. Flee the wrath that's coming. My other sign says, Jesus would rebuke today's church. Repent and obey Christ. It's absolutely true. Jesus would rebuke all of the sin and all of the wickedness and all of the false ways. But God is merciful and loving. If you're willing to repent, He'll make a way. He'll change your heart, change your mind. He'll change your ways. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever we sow, we're going to reap. Man, would you like a gospel card? How to find eternal life? It's not through this. It's not through this. You have to repent and follow Christ in holiness. Jesus Christ, King of Kings. Can I give this to you?
Yeah, right on. I believe in Jesus Christ for sure.
Here, one thing. Yeah. You're putting on this music fest.
All right.
This is not of God. This is carnal entertainment and flesh. Jesus is a holy, righteous Savior.
Right on.
The churches.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah.
The churches and even all the missions and the halfway houses.
Very good.
What they do is they compromise. Yeah. And that, you know what they might do to you? I don't know if you're from the missions.
I don't agree with that.
You know what they'll do with you? They'll clean up maybe your alcohol and drugs, and that's good. But guess what? They leave your soul in peril. When you die, you go to hell. Is that really loving you?
No.
So I want to love you and tell you, Jesus would rebuke today's churches. Repent, obey Christ. That's the path to eternal life because of his shed blood. Flee. Wrath is coming. God's wrath is coming to this world. And guess where the fire's going to be? What's your first name?
Sticks. S-T-I-X. Sticks.
On two posts. Guess where the fire's going to be the hottest?
Gotcha.
On these false church systems.
You're right. You know, I complained going over here in the mission. I seen one sign in the hallway talking about praising the Lord, and the rest of them was talk, you get kicked out, no eat for the homeless. At the church I go to, when I grew up in Southern Baptist in Houston, Texas, it wasn't like that. You get kicked out, and got one sign that's in the prayer.
Yeah, I got you.
I told the news media over here about it. Next thing you know, they're outside. They're not even waiting in the hall.
Yeah, this is about money. This is about flesh.
Terrible,
so
man.
Check out our website for free if you go online sometime.
Yeah, right.
My email's on there. If I could ever encourage you, we don't want your money. We want to help people. Open the Bible.
Yeah.
Come out of the culture. Come out of the church systems. Follow Jesus, and you're going to lose your whole life to do it.
Yeah.
You can't bring anything with you. Amen? Let me know if I can help you. We love you. God be praised. All right, so we've met another man walking down the sidewalk. There's a mission down the street, a church mission that helps like homeless people, and they're all over walking around, but they get scooped up in these false ways, right, Sister Amin?
Right.
And so what do we always do with the homeless, Sister Amin, or the drifters, or we're nomads, we have a little gospel van house, but what do we always do with them?
We share the love of God with them, which would be give them the gospel.
Amen.
And share the hope of eternal life. And we're always here to help somebody if they really want to get off the street.
Amen. Amen. We're here to help them. So, yeah. God be praised so far. It's going good. We withstood the security guards. And we're going to shine. We're going to check out right now. Here's that park over there.
Yeah.
And we'll be back on.